Cold mornings, frosty windows. Yep, it's that time of year. So treat yourself and start your day with a cup of fresh roasted Sterling Roastery coffee, sourced from around the world and roasted multiple times a week for unbeatable freshness. It's the kind of warm-up every sports fan deserves this holiday season. And right now, you can win one of three $50 Sterling gift cards, perfect for gifting or building your own winning lineup of Java in the morning. Enter today at sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways so you can wake up, warm up, and Sterling up this holiday season. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
125 defining moments, one legendary league. This is Darren Hayes of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, and a great book is out right now, NFL Moments, 125 Icons and Stories That Define the NFL. It's a definitive visual history of the National Football League, packed with iconic images and untold stories behind the game's biggest plays and its greatest players. From the early legends like Red Grange to today's stars like Patrick Mahomes, this book is a touchdown for fans who crave more than just stories. So give your football bookshelf a Hall of Fame upgrade or snag a holiday gift for that NFL history buff on your shopping list. Pick up NFL Moments, available now at your favorite bookseller. You're just in time for some great football history. As it happens, we're going to talk about some current events that is history in the making in the football season of 2025. We have more on this coming up right after the intro.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pig Pen, your portal to positive football history. And boy, we have a really fun, quick little hitting show for you this Thursday, the week before football season. Exactly 7 days from now, Thursday night, we will have NFL football in live action and a game that counts. Can you believe it? It is going to be Thursday night football to open the season. But before we get there, we have some things happening in the National Football League that are really exciting and really making history in their own way that maybe we'll be talking about in a few years and more historic attributes. But let's talk about them now as they're becoming reality. Now, first of all, this week we had cut down day. The teams in the NFL had to go from 90 players down to 53 by Tuesday at 4 p.m., which all of them did. So there was a lot of players being waived, being released, and there's a difference between that. And you can get into some of the online articles about that to learn more about that. So we're not going to really make that a point here in this program. But there's also some trades and some free agent signings. And one of the more interesting ones is somebody that went back home to their original NFL team. And that's Amari Cooper. Now, Amari Cooper, has been playing last year. He played with the Buffalo Bills and the Cleveland Browns. And he played with the Dallas Cowboys. But he started off as an Oakland Raider, who are now the Las Vegas Raiders. And he just signed with Pete Carroll's bunch in Las Vegas to be a Raider again. So a little reuniting of senses here with a star wide receiver. And, Geno Smith will be his quarterback. And this should be an exciting game plan for Pete Carroll, who loves to run the ball, but also likes to have those steady-handed receivers that can catch the ball as well. So should be a great marriage, and good to see the Raiders and Amari Cooper reuniting. Now, talk about reuniting. How about when a former player, a former Pro Bowler, an NFL MVP helps build a stadium for his former team? Well, that's what's happening up in Orchard Park, New York, where just outside of Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills are building a new stadium. Now, they're currently playing in the old stadium. It was built in 1973 in Orchard Park, which is now called Highmark Stadium. And right next to it, they're building the new Highmark Stadium, a state-of-the-art, fantastic-looking stadium, and they're getting ready for that to be the opening of the 2026 season. So next year at this time, they'll be opening up that. But fans can go by and look at it and see it being built. You know, last year was a lot of cranes. This year, some cranes, but they're also putting some equipment in there. But a former player is helping to construct it, and that would be NFL All-Pro Thurman Thomas. Old number 34 himself, who went to four Super Bowls with the Bills, played 12 of his 13 seasons there, and had, you know, really astounding numbers. One year, he even brought him to be the NFL's MVP. Well, he, after football, joined his family construction company, worked there a few years, then went out on his own, opened up his own construction company. He's been building hospitals and schools and different projects around town. Well, he got the contract, his company did, which is called 34 Construction. Imagine that. His jersey number is the name of his construction company. Well, 34 and 34 Construction have the contract to put the seats in the new Highmark Stadium. So there's been some images in some local Buffalo papers of number 34 just with some tools in hand and installing some of those plastic and whatever they're made out of seats there at the new Highmark Stadium. So he's really helping to build the franchise one more time in their new stadium, just like he was part of the rebuilt franchise in the 1990s under Marv Levy. Now, not far away, there is a team down in the Steel City of Pittsburgh. And the Pittsburgh Steelers have been known for defense for probably the last 50 years. They have had a colorful array of defensive frontmen over the past half century, both literally and figuratively. Pittsburgh D-line has had an uncanny number of studs with surnames that resemble the back of a crayon box table of contents, with names like Mean Joe Green, Dwight White, Elsie Greenwood, who were three of the four members of the original Steel Curtain that led the team's dominance in the 1970s. And in the 1990s, a trade brought a future Hall of Famer, Kevin Green, to the forefront of the Pittsburgh defense. So these are some outstanding names, and they have a color in the last name of them. Well, both Greens are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. L.C. Greenwood probably should be, and Mad Dog White is just a freaking legend of the game. Really a great run stuffer. But in 2025, the Steelers might have just done it again with a new rising star with a last name that's befitting of both his college and NFL uniform, a former Iowa Hawkeye defender, Y.A. Black. Now, Y.A. Black is a giant of a man, 6'5¾", 336 pounds, 35-inch arms. His hand spans 10¼ inches. Think about that for a second. But this guy is no just big slug. He's ran a 5.39 40-yard dash in his pre-draft measured runs here, a 20-yard shuttle of 4.58, three-cone drill 7.58, and these may sound slow compared to wide receivers or anything, but think about this guy. This dude's 336 pounds, 6'5¾", and he is a defensive lineman. Well, the large, extra-large fifth rounder was known as an elite run stuffer in college, but so far in the preseason and at training camp in 2025, his pass rush skill set has impressed teammates and opponents alike. Now, could Y.A. Black be the latest in a Crayola success of the Steelers' defensive trenches? Well, that's something to find out here real soon. You know, a lot of people are talking about number one or first round pick of the Steelers, not number one pick, but the first round pick of the Steelers, Derek Harmon on the defensive line. But Y.A. Black may be a good one, too. They could be the future stars here for the new Steel Curtain coming up. And another colorful name in Black. So that is just some great history that's rising up all over the NFL as we go into this final week of the preseason. But there's no more preseason games, but it is before the season, so we'll still call it preseason. Season starts next Thursday, and we will be there to help you enjoy it. And we got some great things coming up for this football season. I think you're really going to enjoy. As always, on Tuesdays, we have our visit with Timothy P. Brown of footballarchaeology.com, reviewing some history lessons, you know, both from the college and pro game, with some really interesting tidbits that Tim is bringing to us. So catch that on Tuesdays on the YouTube channel and here on the podcast. And we also are going to be starting something. Ed Cleese has been a regular guest here for the last few weeks, and Ed has got some brilliant ideas of some concepts to put into podcasts and on the YouTube. And we are starting on Wednesdays, starting this coming Wednesday, the day before the first game, of doing five big, bold predictions for each week. And we're going to be keeping score as the season goes on. So next Wednesday, you'll hear us make our initial week one predictions. And then, you know, the following Wednesday, we'll talk about, you know, how we did on those five bold predictions for each of us and make five new ones for that upcoming week's game. So should be a lot of fun this year. We'd love to have you participate. You can find us on social media, Pigskin Dispatch, and at pigskindispatch.com, as well as email us, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And boy, we'd love to have you and enjoy the history while it's being made and be your portal to positive football history, pigskindispatch.com. So love to have you. We're glad you joined us today. And till next time, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
You did not see their faces on the Wheaties boxes, nor did they have the headlines, but they were breaking barriers, one pitch at a time. The integration of minor league baseball, a history and player register, 1946 to 1959, by Rick Swain and Gary C. Fink, shines a light on the overlooked heroes who paved the way for future legends. From dusty bus rides to hostile crowds, these players fought for a place in a game that did not want to see them win. More than history, it's a tribute to courage, perseverance, and the power of a game to change. Honor their legacy today and grab a copy of The Integration of Minor League Baseball at your favorite bookseller.